So I'm excited about Gypsy Love coming up over at Our Lady of the Lake at the Theory Auditorium. Tell us a little bit about how this came about, because there's some beautiful Brahms music and there's actually going to be some choreography, dance
well,
going on.
Well, Judith and I have worked together several times in previous seasons on a variety of different kinds of music. And so when Opera Piccola was looking for what could we contribute to the Brahms Festival, because unfortunately Brahms didn't write an opera, but he did write a lot of really beautiful songs and choral music. And these pieces are for quartet of singers, although they're often performed by choirs with, you know, more than one singer per part. We're using four singers. And we were trying to figure out, well, what could we do to make this a really theatrical event? And I instantly thought of Judith, because we'd had such a great time doing some Scott Joplin and Stravinsky and all kinds of other composers. And so I called her up and she thought it was a good idea too. And as it turns out, the other piece on the program is the Neue Liebeslieder waltzes, and she'd actually worked on them in a previous part of her life too. So it just sounded like a match made in heaven.
Yes, I was delighted to get the call from Kristen. And when we looked at the music, our artistic director, Julie Morton Simpson, decided to do the Neue Liebeslieder, and I chose the Gypsy songs. So we each choreographed a section of the concert, and we're very excited to put it on the stage.
I'm sure the rhythms and the beauty factor in. Do you guys worry about the wordplay? And I know, as you know, composers will look at sort of word painting and whatnot. Does that sometimes affect the choreography and what you guys decide to have in the motions?
Yes, it had a huge effect, especially on the Gypsy songs. The text is very dramatic. There's a lot of emotion, and I was thrilled to be able to bring that into the dancing. I mean, if there's a song about two lovers who are saying goodbye, you have to show that in the dancing. So I have been following the text in my choreography. I think Julie's choreography is a little more abstract with the Liebeslieder, although she has also references to the text in the dancing.
And we look forward to projecting the translations above the stage, just like you might see in an operatic performance. So the audience will be able to follow along word for word with the singing and with the dancing. And we're looking forward to telling two really beautiful stories.
I know often there will be ballet in the middle of an opera. You know, it's a big, huge French sort of thing that, you know, would actually add ballet sometimes if they hadn't.
Yes.
And I know when we think about the Nutcracker, we think about, you know, Tosca or whatnot, there are often, you want to deal with specific tempos, whether it's a singer needing to take a breath or whatnot, or, you know, that. But here, not only do you have singing going on in this wonderful Brahms music, but you also have the ballet and the dancers. Is this a little, you know, hair pulling sometimes, Kristen, to think, oh, we need to be consistent for
this and that? I'm looking forward to every bit of the process as well as the concert, because when Judith and I have worked together before, we certainly, the musicians come with our ideas and the dancers come with their ideas. And then we work together, and that's the collaboration. That's really where the fun is. And so we're all hoping, I think, to bring something out in each other. And we look forward to showing that to the audience. And of course, everybody, it's a collaboration. It's a democracy when you do music. So we all work together and we all get to vote and chat about why things work or don't. And then we figure it out and we present it to the audience.
Yeah.
What's especially exciting about these two Brahms choices is the Liebeslieder are all waltzes, which is very easy to choreograph to. And then the Gypsy songs are all a shardash dance rhythm. But it doesn't sound the same as we move from one song to the next. They're very different, but they are all basically a shardash. So that made it even more exciting for the dancers, that it was made for dancing.
Oh, yeah. And Brahms is so good about being able to flavor these that way, you know, that he, you know, we all know his Hungarian dances and, mm-hmm. you know, all these wonderful waltzes that were, you know, prevalent in Vienna that he heard. I mean, he's famous for having been a big fan of Johann Strauss II, you know, and
great,
whatnot.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, we know that there are going to be four singers, and it's piano four hands.
The Liebeslieder is piano four hands, and so, I'm joined by a fantastic colleague, Faith DeBow, who plays all around this area, a fantastic pianist. And then the Gypsy Songs is just me,
yeah,
with the singers and the dancers.
So I was going to ask, how many dancers are going to be involved? Is there ten dancers?
Yes.
Oh, excellent. Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. Where can folks find out more information about it?
Tickets are available online at operapiccolasa.com.
Well, we'll look forward to those, and we'll see you at Our Lady of the Lake.
Great. Thanks so much, Sean.
Thank you.